USA News. I'm Dave Collins. An attorney for Donald Trump says the former president is being politically targeted by the Justice Department.
The angle they're pushing on the obstruction is to try to create some sort of daylight between Joe Biden's possession of documents and President Trump's.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Jim Trustee called allegations of obstruction of justice over classified documents found in Mar-a-Lago nonsense. But former Attorney General Bill Barr says the DOJ has very good evidence that he obstructed justice. Barr, appearing on ABC's this week, said the case comes down to how long it took the government to get the documents back since Trump had no claim to them. Pope Francis calling for peace on Easter Sunday. The head of the Catholic Church urged the faithful to follow the paths of peace and fraternity. Speaking to a crowd of some 100,000 at St. Peter's Square, the 86-year-old pontiff appealed for an end to the war in Ukraine and offered prayers for all of the victims of the conflict. Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas should be impeached.
Chief Justice John Roberts must now come forward and state if he allows and is allowing this kind of very serious corruption to happen on this court.
Ocasio-Cortez appearing on CNN's State of the Union. The two Democratic state representatives who were expelled from the Tennessee State House this week say Republicans are trying to silence them. Justin Jones of Nashville and Justin Pearson of Memphis said on NBC's Meet the Press a predominantly white caucus doesn't want their predominantly black and brown districts to have a voice. Jones noted it wasn't just an attack on race, but called it an attack on democracy. Police say a threat against the Dallas Mall Saturday morning was unsubstantiated. The mall said the threat was possibly connected to those affecting Nordstrom stores. There's no word on why the Nordstrom stores are being threatened. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Two police officers in Wisconsin are dead following an exchange of gunfire during a traffic stop. It happened Saturday, about 2 hours outside of the Twin Cities in Barron County. The suspect was taken to a nearby hospital and later pronounced dead. There's been no word yet on exactly what sparked the incident. Federal judges in two states make vastly different rulings on abortion medication.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said the Department of Justice will appeal the decision by a judge in Texas that halts the FDA's approval of mifepristone, while reviewing another in Washington state that says the Food and Drug Administration must ensure that abortion drugs remain available in at least a dozen states that sued the agency. The government has 7 days to appeal the ruling. Vice President Harris says the Biden administration will do all they can.
There is no question that the president and I are going to stand with the women of America.
A lawsuit by an anti-abortion group argued that the 5-year approval process for the drug was rushed. I'm Jeremy Scott.
A suspect is in custody following a bizarre pre-dawn police response to a burglary reported around 2 a.m. in Florida's Volusia County. When arriving, they found 34-year-old Blake Tookman naked and coated in grease and peppermint oil. Four officers found it difficult to take the suspect into custody because of his slick skin, but they did. Tiger Woods pulled out of the Masters tournament due to recurring injury. The golf legend tweeted the news this morning. He was disappointed, but he wished everyone good luck. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.